This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Antifa is a group that is supposed to be anti-fascist, but actually shows the very characteristics of some fascist groups, as well as anarchist groups. As a recent editorial in the Washington Examiner explained, Russians used a similar tactic many years ago. The Soviets coined the term anti-fascism as a way to distinguish themselves from Bolshevism. That way, they could gain the approval of many credulous Western democracies. It conveyed the idea that Stalinism was not opposed to the needs and values of the people in free societies. It gave cover to the communist ideals, especially when it was offered as a false choice to Nazism. Both then and now, it provides a powerful propaganda value. Implicit in the idea is that if you don't sympathize with an anti-fascist, then you must be a fascist. And when they take to the streets to fight racism, greed, or corruption, you must be on their side. But the riots over the last few weeks have shown Americans the dark side of this group. The totalitarian mask is slipping. You know, President Trump has been criticized for defining Antifa as a domestic terrorist group, but I ask you to tell me what you would call a group that uses violence to intimidate others in order to advance its political cause. If you don't like the term terrorist, then perhaps the term violent activist group might be your choice. But either way, the designation of Antifa as a terrorist group, frankly, is more rhetoric than precise definition. Antifa is a loose affiliation of activists willing to wear black hoods or masks in order to use shared tactics and targets. Police and local governments have been unable to quell the violence Antifa has brought to a protest or riot. That's why President Trump and the federal government felt that it had to step in. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.